Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. We just want to say thank you for joining the Anointing Women's Ministry with the Anointing Full Gospel Center this Friday, February 24th. I apologize, the music did not play, but we thank God we are going to move forward. And again, I thank you for joining us. And again, with the Anointing Full Gospel Center presents to you this day, February 24th, the Anointing Women's Ministry. And I'm just excited. I was thinking about today and thinking about this week, and I'm just very thankful just to be able to share this with you. And again, we thank God for allowing us to come together. We pray everybody has had a blessed week this day or this week and just having a blessed day. And we just thank you for just sharing your time with us. We thank you for inviting us into your lives, into your homes, your workplaces, wherever you find yourself this day. We just wanted to come to you to say thank you. And also, I just wanted to just share with you what God shared with me. And the topic for today is clear the noise. Clear the noise. What is it that we may be having in our atmosphere that could be preventing us from hearing what God is saying? And that in itself really took an absolute turn, or even just a greater example to share with you all today. Because in clearing the noise, again, it could be anything. Just to share with you, even just in clearing the noise, it could be phone, it could be people, it could be being involved in something that may not necessarily be for our benefit, be for our good. And understanding that things that we may have been involved in before may not be where God wants us to remain. Because where God wants us to be is on a continual climb, a continual elevation in Him. He does not want us to remain. And first, I repent. God, we just honor you. We honor Chief Apostle, the Over Chief Apostle and Overseer, Margaret L. Moore of the Anointing Full Gospel Center. Forgive me. I am very excited because there's a lot that I would love to share with you all today. And so even with that, God wants us to continue to evolve, continue to grow. And even in that, it doesn't happen how we think, the way we think it's going to happen, but God himself will be the one to do it. Because as the scripture talks about, that he has the plans. And that's with an S. There's multiple plans. What God had for us last season was for that season, but he wants us to grow. He wants us to evolve. He wants us to elevate. So because of that, he won't allow us to remain where we're at. So in the example or in what I want to share with you in clearing the noise, God has a purpose in why he wants our attention. And I want to share this with you that everyone knows I don't too much care doing the dishes, but I was washing the dishes. And usually I kind of have my phone up and I would be listening to music or watching something or watching the news. And so I would kind of have that propped up that I can see or hear while I wash dishes. But this particular day, last Friday, God led me, don't play anything. I'm just like, okay, I'm real quiet, but okay. So I did. I cut off everything, and I just was washing dishes. Then all of a sudden, this image came to me, and it was myself as a young girl that I could really remember that I was just so happy, so outgoing, so enthusiastic, did not care about what I looked like, what people thought of me. And then the question came, what changed? What happened in my life that caused me to go from that little girl that I knew to being so I would always compare myself. I never thought I was good enough. I always felt insecure. All those different things. I wondered what happened. So in that instance where God allowed me to come from that space, when God allowed me to come from being involved in the noise and being coming from that into this quiet place, he revealed something that I would not have gotten on my own. So I want to take you to the scripture. And all of us is very familiar with Jacob's dream. So I want to actually take us to Genesis 28:10. And it reads, Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lied down to sleep. Sometimes God wants to get us by ourselves. Remember, during this time, Jacob pretty much was banished from his home in Canaan. He had to leave because his brother wanted to kill him because he had stolen the birthright of Esau. So Jacob left that environment with his family, with his brother, into this quiet place where it was just him. Now, during this time, Jacob went to sleep. God will allow situations in our lives where we have to put some stuff to sleep, where we have to lay some things to rest so we can be in a place to hear what God is saying, to know what he's saying, because I guarantee you this is something I want to share with you all today. But when God wants us in those quiet places, he is giving us insight, revelation, understanding, or even just to allow us to know something that is about to come. And he gives us warning, or he gives us a heads up about what is to come so we could be prepared, so we can be aware. And I remember Chief Apostle always telling us, encouraging us that, look, whatever God tells us, whatever God does is for a purpose. So again, during this time, Jacob went and he laid down, and he laid in the place that is called Bethel. Now, during this time, it was not this particular space of land that Jacob laid down to rest was not inhabited by the Israelites. Because remember, this nation was still coming about. Jacob was the one that was going, that God was going to use to bring forth the 12 tribes of Israel. Those were his sons. So God called Jacob to be in this quiet place in the presence of God. And because, again, this particular place during this time was called Luz, L-U-Z. But because Jacob had this encounter with God, he called it Bethel, which is the house of God. And so because the presence of God was there, because through the verses 12 through 14, God specifically lays out, he communicates with Jacob. He gives him to know, look, I am the God of your ancestors. I'm the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac. I am your God. So there's no mistaking of whose voice you're hearing, whose vision, this dream that I'm giving you. It's not by your own stance. It's not by your own doing. God is making it known, look, I'm the one that's giving this to you. So because God gave him this dream, he made it known that this was God that was giving it to him. Then at that point, God began to reveal some things that he was going to do with Jacob. And he reminded Jacob about the promises that he made to Abraham, he made to Isaac. And again, God will give either visions, he will give dreams to his people. And this, God gave him a vision that was something that was to come. God spoke to Jacob to give him to know. One of the things that God spoke to Jacob was that God will give him a land where he is laying. And we can look at that for us today. Places and circumstances that we may see ourselves at today is not where we're going to remain. I know we may have heard that over and over, but I want to share with you today. One of the things that I've learned at church, and this is something that God shared with us, and I remember Chief Apostle said this, that oftentimes whatever situation you may be currently in, look at it that that's what God is working in. If it's your finances, you're not going to stay in that. It's that very thing. God is doing the opposite of what we see. So if you're seeing that you're having trouble in your finances, look at the opposite that's going to happen. If you're having trouble in relationships, you find yourself being, what is the word I'm trying to say? Like you're waiting on a mate and, you know, you're in that place. Look, that's the area that God is working in. So being encouraged and knowing that whatever you're faced in, whatever you're laying at, wherever you're residing at, wherever you're at, whatever you see yourself, that's not where you're going to remain. So that was one of the things that God promised Jacob, is that God will give him the land where he's laying. The place where we're at, that's the very thing that God is going to give to us. And another thing that the blessing that God wants to share with us is about, look, what God has for us is not just for us. One of the blessings that God had spoke to Jacob. Again, he spoke it to Abraham. He spoke it to Isaac. And that blessing was that, look, this is going to go to your descendants. What God gives to us is not for us to just harbor up and store it up, but it has a purpose. It's for us to share it out with others, to be able to give the knowledge that God gives to us. It's for our descendants to carry things on, to pass things on to others. It's not just for ourselves. God has a greater plan because, look, he didn't have children. He didn't have a family. He was leaving Beersheba to go to Haran by himself. And later on in this lesson with Jacob, Jacob asks, like, look, are you going to take care of me? Are you going to be with me? And will you bring me back to this place? And God gave him to know in this, like, look, I'm going to bring you back here. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to be here with you. So God gives us to know that when we're on this journey that we've said over and over again, this journey, God wants us to be encouraged that, look, there is a purpose and there is a plan. And something to be cautious about is being in that quiet place. Again, it wasn't always just being in the closet on your knees, lights off. Look, that's great. There is nothing wrong with that. Look, I have my secret place with God, and I'm sure all of us do. But that doesn't mean that that's the only place we can meet with God. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere at all times. He can be with you. He can be with me at the very same time because he is the supreme sovereign God. He rules and controls all things. So I encourage you that when God is drawing, when sometimes, and it may be normal, you may have been looking at the news at this particular time yesterday, but then today, or whether it be the news, whether it be a video, whatever, maybe going out to the park or going to the store at the same time every day. But God may say, you know what? Don't go. Stay home today. And in that time of obedience, God will begin to reveal the reason why he wanted you in his presence. Again, no matter whatever it is, just clear the noise. Clear whatever it is that could be a distraction. And sometimes, look, I've heard many times, we're a creature of habit, you know, but sometimes God will want to come in and switch some things up because, remember, he doesn't want us to remain where we're at. He wants us to grow. He wants us to evolve. So in that instance, while I was sharing with you, that God revealed that to me. He revealed to me that, look, there was something happened during that time. And that thing that God allowed me to see was that, look, I did not feel good enough because my stepdad and my sister had that father-daughter relationship that I did not have. And at that young age, I recognized there was a difference. There was something different from me to her and from me to him. So because of that, I would have never known that. I would have never come into that understanding if God had not allowed me to clear the noise. Now, whatever the situation may be for any of you, God wants to reveal things in all of us that's going to allow us to come to that another level, that's going to allow us to live the life more abundantly that he's promised all of us through his son, Jesus Christ. And so because of that, God gave us this opportunity to be in his presence, to come back with him, to meet with him at the cool of the day when Abram was able to do that with God every day. He was able to be in God's presence. God does not change. He still is delighted when we come to him. He is delighted when we commune with him. He is delighted when we call on him because we are putting our trust, our confidence in him. And he will not forsake us. He won't turn us away. Many times we can call on people and they won't even acknowledge our call. But God won't do that. And so with God, he gave Jacob these promises. And so there are times in which God will allow us to be in those intimate places with him because he wants to reveal some things that's going to help us later. And so in that situation, God revealed to me, and then a question came up. And that question was, when did this start? So then now it prompted further wanting to understand, well, when did this start? When did this happen? Why? He revealed where did it start. Then he gave to understand those things, those areas that were missing in my life. So then it brings me to today. So as God revealed to me those areas in my life that were missing, God revealed to me that even though you may not have had that the way you saw it should be, because that's what the enemy will want to do. Chief Apostle had explained that, look, the enemy will plant that seed that in turn would cause has caused my life to be in a turmoil, to live the life that the enemy wanted me to live, that was in discouragement, in doubt, feeling as if I'm not good enough, insecure, and that's opposite of everything of who God is. But God wants us to come to the truth so we can come to live for him the way he wants us to live the life that he wants us to. If we live the life of feeling like we're not good enough, God wants you to know that, look, you're good enough. You can walk into a place and you can command the everything in that atmosphere to shift, not because we have the power, but because of Christ within us is the power that causes the enemy to bow before the God in us. So I want to encourage you to allow God to reveal, allow God to bring understanding. And so in bringing it to the latter part of the story and to today, I was thinking about how, because God took me down the journey of realizing that those areas in my life that I felt that I did not have, which was feeling that God made it very clear that at that moment I did not feel, I did not receive protection, security, care, and love. Those are the four things that I did not have. But as a child, you don't understand that. I just knew that there was a lacking. But God made it clear that's what I felt I was lacking. But through the course of my life, God held my hand, if you can say that, and brought me through to let me know, look, even though that's what you thought you were lacking, but I'm your father. I am the one who actually gave you and giving you that through these experiences, through these circumstances. I was showing you that I'm protecting you. And so in that situation of protection, I was thinking about a situation. And right before, I was, all I did during this time, I went to school, home, and every now and then I go to the library. So that was my life during this point in my life. And I remember standing at the bus stop, and this girl hopped out of the car, or she leaned over the car not too far from me and called me out of my name. Mind you, I have no clue who this person is. And because I did not deal with that, because I didn't deal with issues, I didn't deal how I felt, I held it in, and I got on the bus, went on my way to the library, and I met this man who in turn ended up being the guy I ended up dating for a while. And this is how the enemy would do. The enemy knew, he would plant things to make us think that, look, because of what that girl did, I felt like I wasn't good enough, that the way that she, because she called me out of my name. So in that, because I didn't deal with it, I felt like, okay, well, I felt really insecure. So now this guy gives me attention so I can feel that place that now that seed was planted for me not to feel secure. So I enter into a relationship that I shouldn't have, that in turn, my life was put in danger. That literally could have ended my life in one night because of that one situation. So I want to encourage all of us. And what God is saying, that look, I am there. What the enemy will try to make you think that you're missing or that you don't have. Look, the Bible calls Satan the old serpent, ancient serpent. He does not change. I remember Chief Apostle said, look, Satan cannot count past three. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He cannot count past three. And when in the Garden of Eden, what happened? Satan came to Eve to try to make her think that God was keeping something from her. So because on that day, I felt that the enemy, I felt that something is wrong. Something is wrong with me. I'm missing something. So when this thing came to me, I grabbed a hell to it, and it wasn't the right thing. That in turn could have ended my life. But because of the grace of God, I can tell you right today, if God had not have stepped in, if he had not protected me, I wouldn't be here today. So I thank God for how he protects us. So whatever it is we think we are missing or lacking, I'm telling you, God is there. He is present. He is omnipresent. He is with us. He is close to us as in my mouth. So the importance of understanding about, look, clearing the noise. Clear it. I'm telling you, God will reveal some things that you wouldn't even know, things you wouldn't even fathom, things in our lives that we wouldn't even imagine have affected us in such a traumatic way or such an impactful way. And it could be something so minor. And I remember Chief Apostle always say that. And even in the word, look, Satan comes with subliminal stuff, not this big stuff that we see on TV. No, very subliminal. very small, but it caused so much of an impact. That was 25 years ago that that incident has happened, and it affected 25 years of my life. But God does not want you, me, or anybody to remain where we're at. So I encourage us all, like Jacob, he did not know. He didn't know. He was just, look, the time had came. He was on this journey. And I want to remind you, this was not just, you know, going from one corner to the next. This was over, this was literally over it was 7.5 days walk. That was over a week's walk for Jacob to go from Beersheba, which is in Canaan, all the way over to Haran. That was over 7 days. That was over a week's walk. So on our journey, sometimes it feels like it gets hard. It gets tiring, and you want to just give up. But I tell you this, that when you take the time, even if it's in things that you already do, driving to work. I remember Chief Apostle said that, look, when you're on your way home and you're driving in traffic before, I'm in the situation I'm in now and where I work from home, but during that time, I will drive from work. Everyone knows Atlanta traffic. You're easily just sitting there for an hour and a half, 2 hours easy, coming after work. And I said, look, take that time. Because sometimes you don't want to put on the music and all of this, but take the time to transition from the work. Get your mind off of all of that stuff. And even when you get home, just take the time to transition from the work and the traffic. Be in a place of just being thankful. Start there. Thankful for what, look, you didn't have an accident on the way home. You have a roof over your head. Just being thankful for everything that God allows you to accomplish. And I guarantee you that God will reveal some things you never would have imagined. Because, again, he does not want us to remain where we're at. He wants us to grow. There is more. There is greater to the other side of what we see. There is greater than what we see here. God does not want us to remain there, but he wants us to know that, look, that he has the end in sight. And even when God had even also told Jacob in verse 14 and says that your descendants will be like the dust of the earth and you will spread out to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. Any of us can stand outside and you can look in a direction. You cannot be on the west coast, for example. Stand outside and you can see clearly across to the east coast. It is not possible for any human to do that. But God will command the four corners of the earth. He will command blessings. He will command favor concerning his people. We may not be able to see it because we're limited to what we can do. We're limited of how far we can see. We're limited to even our thought process. That's why the scripture goes on to give us to know that, look, our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways. We don't have the capacity to operate in God's, in the nature of God without Christ. Christ comes to empower us, but we don't have the ability to see all things. We don't have the ability to know all things. Only God does. But he gives us to know if we put our trust in him, if we look and seek him, he will reveal the things that we can't even imagine, and he will give us greater. When God gave Jacob to know, look, what I'm going to give you is so far greater, even the four corners of the winds, even the four corners of the earth, you can't even fathom it. And no human being can honestly fathom that we can see the four corners of the earth when we're standing outside at one time. None of us have the ability to do that. But God has given Jacob to know, look, I'm going to give you something greater. In other words, where you see yourself right now, Jacob, laying on this stone, fleeing for your life, not knowing what's ahead of you, I know what's ahead of you. I know what's ahead of your descendants. I know what I have planned for you. And I'm going to give you to know that I'm going to bring you back here. And think about it. When Jacob came back to that place, he didn't come back the same way he went. He came back with a multitude. He came back with two wives. He came back with several children. He came back with cattle. He came back with servants. And he came back with the abundance. So wherever you see yourself at today, just know that God has the abundance waiting for us. But just clear the noise. Hear what God is saying. He is speaking constantly to his people because we are to be the light of the world. And if we are remaining in darkness, how can we show somebody else the way? God wants us to show us who we are through his eyes so we can be able to encourage somebody else, so we can be able to point somebody else to the direction of who God is. And so before time passes, I want to take you to I When I Am a Survivor. It's actually in the introduction. And I want to read this to you. And it reads, many times getting to the other side of difficulties and hard times does demand strength of character, the ability to dream. Just imagine, Jacob could not fathom being able to have what God blessed him to when he came back to that place. He couldn't fathom that. And then it goes on to say, the belief that dreams can come true. The promises of God, your desires, God will do everything that he promised us. And it says, and the realization that the warrior inside of you has the creative power to take you places in life never thought possible, end quote. That to me just summed it up perfectly. And look, despite of where we may see ourselves today, despite of what it may seem like today, look, God has put a warrior in you. You have the power to command the authority of your atmosphere, of your mind. You have the power, you have the authority, the accessibility to even go to God because the Christ is in you who made that way so you can go to God to get the understanding, to understand, to want to know, to just get to know the will of God. You have what it takes. God has not withheld nothing from you. That's what God encouraged us, the AOGC, with. Look, God has not withheld nothing from you. He promised you in his word. He gave us to know that, look, he's given us his son. He gave us the best out of heaven. He gave us his son. So I encourage you today that, look, you have the warrior in you. You have the power that God has given you. To know that, look, you don't have to remain. And even if it looks like you're seeing the same thing today and or the day before, look, God is faithful. He will never leave you where you're at. There is a time coming for all God's people that what we see will not remain. God is faithful to the faithful. That is his word, and he gives us to know that by even how he has taken care of us throughout our entire lives. So I encourage you today to just clear whatever noise that may be in your ear that's preventing you from hearing what God is saying to you in this season, because there's something he wants all of us to come into a greater knowledge, a greater height in him. So we pray that all of you will be blessed. We pray that you're able to receive something from today. I know I have. I'm excited about it. And I just thank God for what he's doing. It's nothing that I've done or anybody else can do. So Heavenly Father, we just grace your throne in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. We bless you and we magnify you for this opportunity to be able just to share your goodness, to share your love, to share your mercy with your people. We just say thank you for it. We pray that they will be blessed. We pray that they will be strengthened. We pray that, God, you will continue to reveal yourself to them, to draw them even in a greater way. Draw all of us that you will be glorified. So we thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise. We honor you, and we give you thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, man, we pray. Amen. We cover everybody by the blood of Jesus. Everyone have a safe, blessed Friday and week. And Lord's will, we'll talk to you all next Friday. So be blessed, and thank you again for joining.